fantasy-online.co.uk.
Oh, I love it when I've got a guest in the studio, very, very nervous. Almost went for the door then. Almost went for the door. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a very talented actor. His name is Colin Gibbons. Colin is part of the Thurrock Court Players, who are a fantastic organisation. You say AmDram, we call it AmDram, but it's not what people would imagine. I always say that when we get groups in from the theatre companies, because these are fantastic productions and they are like going to the West End.
No, it's... Yes,
they are. No, they're not.
People get this this image of amateur dramatics as dusty church halls and very, very hammy acting.
Mm.
I guess there are some of that, and I have seen some of that in the past. But the shows that we put on, they're almost sort of West End up on that level. Mm. The sets are beautiful. The acting is really good. Other than mine, obviously. It's a really good evening out. It's in a proper theatre.
Yep.
It's an excellent experience. I've been a member for about 6 years now. I'd never really done any acting. I used to do seminars, but that was for something totally different in the software industry. Mm-hmm. But I tried to make them as entertaining because they're a very, very boring subject. Actually being on stage, no, I mean, I'd never been on before. My audition was Leonard's monologue from Rumours, which we actually then did probably about a year later.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't have to learn it word for word. I could do it from the book, which was very nice.
We could all do it from the book, yeah.
As you know, I'm not the hottest on my line straight off.
Well,
you witnessed.
It's because I've actually joined the Thurrock Court Players, so I've seen about six or seven of the productions over that period of time, and they've always been a great evening out, and as I said, relatively inexpensive because you're only travelling to Grays. It's Thameside Theatre, costs you £15, and it's £13 concessions. You can't go anywhere for that.
No, no. You know? I mean, that's not even the price of two cinema tickets. Live in a world where we've got Netflix, we've got Sky TV, we have internet with Facebook and such. There's so many distractions, but there's really nothing like being in a live theatre. You're breathing the same air as these people. You physically see them, and you never see the same performance twice. Each night we all mess up in different ways. No, sorry, we do it in different ways. And so, you know, you can go and see it twice and you will see a different play. I mean, obviously it's the same play with the same words generally.
Yeah.
But you can you will get a different experience from it. So it's called Hay Fever. It's revolves around a family called the Blisses, who are quite an eccentric family, to put it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all invited guests down. None of the other members of the family know that these guests have been invited, so everyone is thrown together, and it's really about the relationships that and the interactions that crop up. This is where the play is very, very strong. It's the interactions between everyone who is involved with each other, and some of them do get involved with each other. So
yeah, because you've basically got a husband and wife, and you've got the children, who are adults, children, and they're all kind of bringing different people down to sort of carry on with over a weekend, which
yes.
is more or less... So it is a little bit kind of... And this was obviously written in the 20s or 30s originally, so it's probably quite ahead of its time.
It was, and it's actually Noel Coward's favourite play. So
tell us about your character.
So the way that I envisaged the character... was if Daniel Craig and David Niven had a love child. And he's basically obsessed by Judith, who is the mother of this family, who is a former actress. He is enthralled by her. Does it end up like that? I'm not going to spoil the play, but I'm going to throw that question back at you, because you see the character probably more than I do.
I saw you in your pants the other week. That sounds really bad. I meant the rehearsals, because we had
There isn't a part in the show where I just appear in underpants. I want to make that clear.
Sorry. It was a dress rehearsal, and I thought people went off to get dressed. I didn't realise I was going to turn around. I went, oh, hello, Sandy. I didn't call you that because that's your character's name. I was like, hold on a minute, people in their underpants. Then, you know, when you sort of think, I don't know where to look, and then I turn around and I think, I'm sure Dave was in his, had no top on.
Very lightly.
Very lightly. I didn't know where to look. Sorry. Anyway, moving on.
That's the environment you get, you've been thrown into, I'm
yes,
afraid.
Yes, yes.
But how do you see the character?
Sandy. I think Sandy is a toff, and he's very rather... I love because you did the rather, and very dapper, and he's absolutely in love with the lead character. Mm. Maybe not so much towards the end, but when he gets there, he's really infatuated. So yeah,
and basically, he's a fanboy.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, so he's his reason for going down there really is for something romantic. He's had this chance to meet someone who he's enthralled by, and being invited down by her. I mean, you know, you imagine if you was invited by an actress down to your home, and you think that you're going to be alone.
Mm.
So you can imagine what he's hoping for.
Well, you did get a bit of something. Sorry.
Don't give the plot away.
I'm not giving the plot away. But Sandy doesn't leave empty-handed, is that right?
No, he has his cases in his hands.
That's right. I've not rehearsed with the cases yet. I'm looking forward to that. I think I might be using them as... let's not go there. But I did find out today that we've actually got a staircase in this production as well. Mm.
Oh, yes. We've got a beautiful set. Mm. It's designed and built by a guy called Paul Lazar, who's very, very good. But no, it's got a nice sweeping staircase. Mm. The sets on all our productions are very good.
Yeah.
And they're always provided by Paul Lazar.
Mm.
This one, I think, is going to be exceptional.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing it set up. And it's beautiful to see it when it's going up. And you see the process of how it goes up, and then you stand back and you go, wow, how did that come from that? You know, it's beautiful.
I didn't realise that there was going to be a sweeping staircase, and I think my character has to go upstairs. I mean, I can barely like stand up, to be quite fair. But if I think I'm going to have to go upstairs at some stage, aren't I?
You watch, because I have to run at full pelt up those stairs.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of the performances I will fall.
Where do they go? Because the thing is, I've never been on stage like this before, so I only see it from the audience side. So where do they go? Is there like a...
Well, there'll be blocking going something? Down as soon as you go off.
Right,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Do they build a proper staircase, or it's just a bit of rickety old stuff on the other side?
Oh, yeah, probably fall for it.
Clara, where are you?
We've only lost a couple of members like that in the past.
Don't probably catch me tights up on something. I have to get some more tights. Actually, got some nice support tights, which I'm going to pull right up as high as they'll go, and hopefully I won't get any ladders. So, what a lovely sexy moment.
What a lovely image you're creating here.
I tell you what, I've got as soon as I walk out, my friends and my family are just going to be laughing, but she is a great character to play.
She is brilliant. She brings that earthy humour. Because a lot of the humour is quite dry, and she brings that real
moistness. She brings some moistness to the stage. What a lovely thought, Colin.
I was going to say earthy myself, but...
She's sweating like a pig. Get her off the stage. In fact, there'll probably be a big hook coming on from Mike Jones. Just like that, quick, get her off the stage. But there is this actual company. There is over 40, I think. There's nearly 50 members of...
We've got around 40, 45 members, I believe. Not all participate in it. And we have some that come in and out.
Yeah.
We've got others more like myself who tend to be in. Not all, but most. And then we have new ones turn up. We've got 3, 4, 5 new members in this production, which is actually very unusual.
Yeah.
But they are real quality.
Mm.
You know, they are. It's been actually... I mean, I'm going to sound all lovely-ish now, but it's been a real honour to work with these people.
Yeah.
I've learned so much from them, and they've learned from me absolutely nothing. An audience comes, it pays its money, it wants to be entertained, and that's what we're there to do at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And we recognise that, and we want everyone to go away thinking, wow, I've had a really good time.
There we go. Thurrock Hall Players, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Thameside Theatre. It's Hay Fever, Noel Coward. It's a farce, it's a comedy, it's very fast-paced, and you'll have a great night out for £15, £13 concessions.
Yes.
Take the one you love on Thursday. to the play. Let me say that one. Say that on to the end of it. Sounded a bit rude. Thanks very much to Colin.
Thank you.
And Mike, if you're listening out there, he's probably burying his hands, head in his hands somewhere.
I expect he will lynch me now. Or lynch both of us.
This one's for you, Mike.